If we think about mental health, what is it exactly? Let's take the mental health meter test to understand where we stand with our mental health. There are a number of characteristics that define our mental health, such as our ability to enjoy life, resilience, balance, self-actualization, and flexibility. Let's learn about them in detail. Ability to enjoy life. You've just become engaged. You join your friends and family in celebrating the future you are planning with your partner. You realize that life before and after your marriage will bring challenges, but worries about problems that may crop up do not dim the joy you feel. Resilience. Due to changes in the marketplace, you are suddenly laid off from a job you love. You are shocked and angry, but those emotions fade quickly as you put the event in perspective. You gather solid references, revamp your resume, and begin your job search. Balance. An old friend confronts you, saying you never have time for him. You are taken aback and give excuses of overwork. Then you look at it from their point of view and realize you have been letting that relationship and other personal interests slide. You make a commitment to restore the balance. Self-actualization. While working full-time at an undemanding job, you take a night course in a field that has always intrigued you. You realize your talents and interests lie with this other area. You consult your teacher for advice and begin pursuing a new career path. Flexibility. The love of your life has walked out. You are devastated and feel like all your plans for the future have been ruined. After grieving for a time, you begin to see that your expectations of the relationship and of your partner were unrealistic. Gradually, you reconsider what you want and expect from a partner. Now, you're ready to take the mental health meter. Please answer all the 5 questions as honestly as you can. Read each statement, indicating whether you agree or disagree. Thank you for taking our mental health meter. Reviewing how you responded to each section can help you identify ways in which your mental fitness could be improved. The result will be better mental health, which can make a positive impact on your everyday life and help you cope with challenging times. Remember that taking control of your health means taking care of your mind. Note that if you feel the need, please seek out assistance or consult with any of the following personnel to discuss your results: OCC Health, EFAP, or a family physician. It was unlikely for James to take off, but there was nothing to lose. Collectively, he bought some gear and started playing soccer just outside the office during our lunch hour. Now, James feels that by talking to each other, the bonds between colleagues became stronger. They feel more energized and productive. Mark says that many of the connections made would not have happened otherwise. For him, it was a great opportunity to meet and bond with his coworkers from other parts of the Rio Tinto family. Ronald says that his stress is released, his worries are gone, and he returns home in a very positive and happy mood. Bala feels the greatest benefit is relaxation. It helps to stop worrying about ongoing issues at work or home, and helps improve their focus and determination. It's the end of shift for you after a hard day's work. You have arrived late at the kitchen just in time to have your dinner. You ask Michael if he is okay and if he just needs to talk. What would you say to him? You ask Sarah what happened. What would you say to her? You ask Sarah what happened.